this. You'll probably have heard of Karel Prager, regarded as one of the most important and most controversial Czech architects of the second half of the 20th century. Not sure? Well, one of his best-known works, for example, is the former Federal Assembly in the center of Prague, a building many of the city's residents would consider something of an eyesore. You know, it was the venue for an unusual artistic performance on Tuesday night, dedicated to Prager himself, and Ian Willoughby was there.
The old Federal Assembly building just off the top of Prague's Wenceslas Square was the venue for a most unusual event on Tuesday night, a complex exploration through video art and live music of the architect who designed it, Karel Prager. It took place as part of the festival 4 plus 4 Days in Motion, whose executive producer is Marketa Cherna.
4 plus 4 Days in Motion is the international theater festival, which is not only focused on theater, but it's a crossover festival, and we always try to present the Czech audience the best of the European performing arts, of the current European performing arts.
4 plus 4 Days in Motion is held at established Prague theaters, though they also have what they call a site-specific project at a different venue every year. This time it's been the Federal Assembly building. It was the site of a theatre and later the Prague Stock Exchange, before its original structure was incorporated into a monumental new building at the end of the 1960s. When Czechoslovakia ceased to exist, it became home to Radio Free Europe, before this year being handed over to the Czech National Museum. Festival audiences have been enjoying the chance to see it from the inside.
It was like closed, because before it was the parliament, then it was the Radio Free Europe, so it was closed for the public. But the National Museum opened it for the public on the 15th of August. But I think because we have different audience, I think, so we open it for like different kind of people. And they seem to be quite surprised, actually, because this building is really an institution.
When Marketa Cherna and the other people behind 4 plus 4 Days in Motion got permission to use the old Federal Assembly, they immediately asked one of the Czech Republic's leading hip-hop artists, Vladimir 518, to get involved. As well as being a rapper, he's a graphic artist and a big fan of Karel Prager. Prager has been described as one of the greatest and one of the most controversial Czech architects of the latter half of the 20th century. As well as the imposing Federal Assembly, his works include, for instance, the National Theatre's Ice Cube-like New Scene, widely regarded as one of the uglier buildings of the communist era. But Vladimir 518 says Karel Prager is misunderstood.
All the people think that he is mainly connected with the government of that time, and it's not exactly true, because he never goes inside the communist party. He was all the time out, and he realized a few buildings for them, but he was the most skilled architect at the time, so he had to do it. And a lot of people think that these buildings are really ugly, but they don't know the context of architecture of the time from the world. They don't know stuff from Japan or UK, so they don't understand the context.
Tuesday's performance by Vladimir 518, another musician and a video artist, was hugely impressive. It combined futuristic electronic music with striking images of Prager's work, including plans and architect's drawings and 3D models of his buildings, projected onto a huge wall in the very chamber where Czechoslovak deputies sat for over two decades. Where did the hip-hop artist get the idea for this multimedia show?
Actually, they just asked me, the people from the festival, they asked me if I'm able to make some speech about Karel Prager, but later I realized that I want to do it in other way, because I am not historic of art or something like that. I am musician and artist, so I try to do it my way.
As well as that multimedia show, the site-specific part of the 4+4 Days in Motion Festival includes guided tours of the Federal Assembly by leading architectural historians and lectures by former associates of Karel Prager. The whole festival runs until Friday night.
Ian will be reporting there on that event on Tuesday night, sort of commemorating the architect Karel Prager.